Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Charles Fry. Charles is a technology entrepreneur, a software and services veteran with proven ability combining vision and execution to create business value. Executive experience driving teams in sales, operations, and delivery, seasoned by years in high growth leadership roles. Charles, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh, I'm glad to be here. I love the show and have enjoyed getting caught up on some of the past episodes, and I'd recommend it to all my friends out there. A key that I've learned over the years, and I'm kind of an old guy, so I've been at this 30 plus years and pre-internet days. The key that I find myself returning to is just kind of like what to ignore and what to put aside. So it's not. When I was younger, it was all about the massive optimization of cramming the day full and making sure that, I was just one of those guys that had meetings where my team would walk with me, to have a meeting. And it's really not sustainable and it's kind of absurd. And as I've gotten older, I've thought, there are better ways to do this. So what to leave behind or what to leave off the list is sometimes a lot more important than what to put on the list. That's my takeaway.
It's interesting. That's a trend I'm starting to hear more often, where we used to be militant about all of these things must be done, and now as we've kind of evolved as humans a little bit and technology and the world changes, it's almost like, what can I not do? What can I just leave over there that doesn't need to be done at all? And that's kind of like the next level of consciousness for an entrepreneur, it seems.
I think you're right. And we've established over the last 10 years in particular, we've established a pretty toxic feedback loop for younger entrepreneurs. So just to give the audience some perspective, I'm 61 years old. I started my first tech company when I was in my mid-20s. Started my first business when I was a teenager, but my first tech company when I was in my mid-20s. So skipping the math and timeline, there was no internet. There was no social media. In fact, well, you didn't have mobile phones, cell phones. So it was pretty primitive stuff, right? We got our information from magazine subscriptions. But social media has really accelerated this concept of hacks and seven guaranteed ways to get rich quick or whatever whatever headline clickbait you want to take. And I actually worry about young entrepreneurs that we work with. I worry about them falling into that trap. And I act as an advisor and a board member for a lot of entrepreneurs. And I just tell them to set that stuff aside because ultimately you have to be, it's the old quote from Hamlet, to thine own self be true. You have to do you, I think is how we say it today. And chasing someone else's productivity hack is probably the wrong perspective. And I discovered that accidentally, I guess, over the years I've been doing this, I developed my own technique, which is more like eating at the smorgasbord. So I would see these guys. You've probably seen these guys that I see you have some good business books on the shelf behind you there. And they're like, "Yeah, I read 75 books a year." Well, that's cool. I read a lot of books too, like literally the old kind of paper books. But I don't read them to try to replicate them. I read them if I can get one good thing out of it to put in my test case, so I can test that technique, If it sticks, great. If it doesn't, I discard it and I move on. So it's this smorgasbord sampling thing that's a lot more important. And I'm looking for the stuff that fits for me. It may not be right for you or the next person or any of the listeners, but that's part of my, what you leave behind thesis. You'd be sampling, but you don't go to Denny's to pig out on everything that's there at the buffet table, right?
And that's really smart because and one thing that I've done kind of similar to that is anytime you learn something, find an immediate application.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I'm the same way. Like I got all these books and there's a bunch more that you can't see, and then there's more over there. I wouldn't say that I've read all of them. Sometimes just the act of buying it, it's like, okay, I'm smarter now.
Yeah.
This is my
Yeah, that's right.
commitment. This is my commitment to buying into this idea, and sometimes the title of the book is so strong that you don't even have to read it. Like Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. I got
Right.
the idea. Thanks. I'll pay
That's
for
kind of the
the
book.
I'll pay for the idea. I'll stick it on the shelf so I don't forget,
Right.
But
Now,
how do you immediately apply it? Because that's when you really have comprehension, is actually doing the thing rather than just conceptualizing the thing.
agreed. And there's an extension to this thinking that you can apply, or at least I learned to apply to mentors. So, oh. In entrepreneurship, like a lot of other areas in life, there's some, conventional wisdom, let's say, that it's oft repeated and it's generally probably pretty good idea, but they don't really tell you how to implement it. And one of those things that's related there, read this book, is have a mentor. And mentors, in my experience, mentors are a lot like books in that there's a lot of good in there, but some of them you really don't need to go past the cover with. And other ones, you're better off leaving a lot of the stuff that they do in their life to them, and you just pick and sample. And so my mentors have, I've always explained that my mentors are a composite of a number of people that I know and rely on. And I'm very careful about selecting characteristics and attributes. So I'm not looking for the perfect mentor for me. I'm looking for attributes in mentors that fill gaps that I feel I need to have filled. So same thing we were talking about in how to read books and how to take on, YouTube videos and that kind of stuff. Be selective and piece it together. That's really part of my thesis.
And so, one thing that I've personally been passionate about, I see these beautiful mountains behind you, and you
Right.
shared with me that you're currently in San Pedro Sula in Honduras.
Right.
I just, as of this recording, I just got back from Colombia. I spent a week there, trying to find a way to get back. Traveling and the freedom to travel, and sometimes that forced reset of getting away from the grind and the office, is really essential to our success. And I'm curious, because you split time between multiple different countries, what is your secret for striking that balance and being able to be in all of these different places?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's a thoughtful question. I love Colombia. I'm going to be there in July. So we actually have four principles or values at Codex Itos, and the fourth one is La Vida Plena, which roughly translates into live your best life. And I grew up on a farm in Ohio, and I promise I'll connect these two dots pretty quickly. So I was the first kid to go to university and be off of the farm. And it wasn't until I was in university that I met people that had jobs. And then I became an entrepreneur as I came out of University of Michigan. But what I realized as the opposite of what we started to talk about, the compulsion to do cram lots of stuff in and do things. My dad, as a farmer, led a very full life, but it was seasonal. And so in the springtime, you knew you had to bust butt and get everything planted because you don't plant your corn in September, right? But once the corn's planted, you've got a little bit of slack time, and so you use it intelligently and you don't work quite as hard, et cetera, et cetera. And so La Vida Plena for me is really like integrating your life and the cycles of your life with just the necessities of being alive and being responsible for your work and your business and that kind of stuff. So we have a work from anywhere approach at Codex Dos. And so I can be in Medellin in July and Bogota in July, and I can get as much work done as I can from Austin, Texas, where we're headquartered, or this studio in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, or wherever we are. So that's an integral part of our lifestyle. And I guess it goes with, leaving some stuff behind. Elon Musk famously sleeps under his desk and works 100 hours a week and everything else. And that might be cool for him. If you read carefully, he's had some interviews where he said he really seriously thinks he's killing himself. I'm not Elon Musk. I don't want to be Elon Musk, and I'm not going to pay that price. So, again, it's an example. I don't know him, so he's not a mentor, but that's a piece I'll leave for somebody else because it's not me.
Makes sense. And so tell us a little bit more about Codex Itos.
Yeah, so we're a product development studio, and we help entrepreneurs and innovators innovate and create and activate and launch digital products. Either we build the whole product, we build feature sets, we do upgrades, whatever. We're aligned with the Americas, so we're headquartered in Austin, Texas. Our team there is extended up into other parts of the US, and then we have about 100 people in Latin America. So we're generally around the central time zone. People come to us with small stuff and big stuff, and they usually are, if they're the entrepreneurial category, it's the classic arm waving and scribbling on the whiteboard, and they're telling us their idea, and they're like, "Can you guys build this?" And we're like, "Yep, so we can help you build that." And so that's what we do.
It's like this over here, and then they got the thing, and then it's like, and then innovation.
Yeah, you're one of those guys. That
Yeah,
guy. Yeah, that
the
guy is
guy.
who we work with. We also work with some corporate innovators, which is like on the far end, they're like, "Well, it's going to take 6 months to get purchasing involved and everything else." So we have our manic depressive cycles built into our client base, and but it's great. But that's what we do. We're a product studio. We're not a staffing shop, or we don't do things like Oracle or Salesforce stuff, which is all good work, but we're product guys. And
Okay,
gals.
that's
Yeah.
awesome. And so, tell us where we can go to learn more and who would be a good fit to engage with you.
Yeah, thanks. Codexitos.com is the website. I'll make sure you've got it for your show notes. You can put it in there, find us there. You can find me on LinkedIn, Charles Fry on LinkedIn. You can send me a message. You can send a message off the website. We love having just one-on-one introductory conversations. There's no sales pitch involved. If we can help, we'll tell you we can help. If you need help and we can't do it, we'll try to help you get on the right path. But yeah, anybody that is building or wants to build something, it's good use of our time to get to talk to people and get to know people. We love it.
Sounds great. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Charles Fry, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. You can connect with him directly by going to codexitos.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.com. Dot net. That's it. Let's get to work.